My name is Joshua
Long.
Tonight I would like to speak on true repentance. The Bible teaches about true repentance and false repentance. Please turn your Bibles to Matthew 3, 1 through 3. Matthew 3, 1 through 3. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Turn to the next passage, which is Matthew 4, 16 through 17. Next page. Matthew 4, 16 through 17. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The kingdom of heaven was near because the king was near. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us to see what true repentance looks like and experience it in our hearts. In your name, amen. Is there false repentance? Is there true repentance? Here are a few examples of false repentance. Judas Iscariot, the Pharaoh of Egypt. They both said, "I have sinned." But neither one was changed in their attitude toward God. Pharaoh ran after the children of Israel to kill them. Judas killed himself. This shows that neither one had really changed in his heart toward God. Just having regret over the consequences of sin is not true repentance. What is true repentance? The Apostle Paul had to address some problems in the church of Corinth. Some of the people felt sorry for their sin, but they still weren't changing their attitude toward others. If we don't change by God's grace, we aren't truly repentant. Do you have a right attitude toward the failures of others in the church? Please turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 7, 9 through 10. 2 Corinthians 7, 9 through 10. Now I rejoice, not that we were made sorry, but that we were sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Sadness in the heart towards God for sin is the beginning of treating others as we should. Paul taught young minister Timothy not to fight with people, but to fight for people's souls. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:24 through 25 says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strife, but be gentle unto all men, apt to preach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth," Jesus will return one day. He's waiting that more people can be saved. And in 2 Peter 3:9 it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his purpose, as men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance." God desires that all people repent of their sin and believe on Jesus for their salvation. In Mark 1:15 it says, "And saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." Now, I'll say this when we'll close. If you haven't believed on Christ, should you do it tonight? That's just amazing. Dear Lord, please help anybody who's not saved here tonight. Please help them to give your life to them. Please help them to not be in sin anymore, be dead to it, and be alive in you. In your name, we pray. Amen.